Strategy Overview. Here we review various levels of strategy setting and strategic plans. We also address using tools such as the Strategy Diamond for developing strategy or the McKinsey 7S framework for ensuring that the strategy is part of a holistic transformation. These tools can be used at any level of strategy development, including for supply chain strategy. Defining strategy and related plans. A strategy is a plan for using an organization's resources to achieve sustainable long-term success. It defines success in a competitive context. The company is successful when it outperforms its competition or makes the competition irrelevant. The strategy defines the key success factors, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, as the product attributes, organizational strengths, and accomplishments with the greatest impact on future success in the marketplace. FAT will create a sustainable competitive advantage. A business strategy is seen in the actions a company takes or chooses not to take, how and where the business will grow, how the business's resources will be selectively invested, what products or services will be developed or ended, and what they will look like, how product service packages will be priced and promoted, how and where they will be produced and sold, what competencies the business will develop and enhance, how relationships with customers and suppliers will be structured, how aggressively the company will compete. The definition of strategy in the dictionary reflects this broad reach. For an enterprise, strategy identifies how the company will function in its environment. The strategy specifies how to satisfy customers, how to grow the business, how to compete in its environment, how to manage the organization and develop capabilities within the business, and how to achieve financial objectives. According to the dictionary, the strategic plan examines how to marshal and determine actions to support the mission, goals, and objectives of an organization. Strategic plans provide resource investment direction over a longer time frame, more than the usual annual business planning cycle. Business planning provides a bridge from strategic planning to tactical planning described in operational strategies. The process to develop and implement strategy involves defining or revising the strategic vision, mission, and values, followed by market scanning and internal gap analysis. Then the organization sets strategic objectives and develops and executes its strategy. This is a cyclical process, so there needs to be a process to monitor, evaluate, and correct the strategy. Stages are repeated as necessary. A review may result in validation or adjustments, but note that changing strategy in large ways too often can waste prior investments and reduce investor confidence. Organizations periodically review their organizational or business unit strategies, such as once a year and/or after significant market changes. This is an excellent time to review the supply chain strategy since the two are so interconnected. If supply chain strategy is underdeveloped, this is a key moment to lobby for a documented supply chain strategy. Planned, proactive measures, sometimes called deliberate or intended strategy, may need to be adjusted to react to changing competitive and market conditions. Strategy then becomes emergent strategy, a continual response to a dynamic environment. Also, while an organization may have had an intended strategy, the capabilities and capacities it actually developed over this period are called its realized strategy. The realized strategy may be very different from the intended strategy due to poor execution or due to the need for an emergent strategy. Levels of strategy. Strategy is a hierarchy as shown in Exhibit 1-13. All levels must be aligned. Exhibit 1-13. Strategy hierarchy. Strategy flows in two directions. It flows downward as senior leaders define high-level goals for functional and operations objectives, policies, and processes that shape value-creating work. Strategy flows upward from the organization's front lines, where those familiar with resources, competencies, competitors, and customers set tactics for achieving objectives. They collectively develop an emergent sense of how well a strategy is actually working. This feedback loop is important. Corporate strategy provides overall direction for improving the performance of the organization as a whole. The corporate strategy addresses in which industries, markets, and geographical regions the organization will compete. Headquarters allocates resources to its business unit portfolio to maximize long-term return to its shareholders. An overarching strategic plan is necessary for competitive advantage. Competitive advantage is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. The advantage a company has over its rivals in attracting customers and defending against competitors. Sources of the advantage include characteristics that a competitor cannot duplicate without substantial cost and risk, such as a manufacturing technique, brand name, or human skill set. A business unit strategy is a strategy for a major line of business that tracks its own profits and losses separately, for example, a mining division. This strategy focuses on creating competitive advantage for a more cohesive set of products and services. The functional area strategies elaborate on the roles each area plays, such as the role of finance or sales in implementing business strategy. These functions will interact and support each other in creating value by aligning with the business's strategic goals. The operations strategy outlines what operations must do on a day-to-day basis in order to deliver the required performance in areas such as production, fulfillment, warehousing, and transportation. These four levels of strategy are aligned using key performance indicators, KPIs, at each level that are integrated to allow aggregation up or drilling down in the levels. This creates a feedback loop that keeps the organization working in the right direction. Developing strategy, strategy diamond. A number of tools or frameworks can be used to generate or revise a strategy. Organizations need to select one that fits their size and needs. For example, the Strategy Diamond model developed by Hambrick and Fredrickson is a strategy development template that is shaped like a four-quadrant diamond, arenas, vehicles, staging, and differentiators, with a fifth diamond in the center, economic logic. Here's a summary of each element, arenas. This area is about the arenas in which the organization will compete in terms of market segments, products, services, distribution channels, geographic areas, or technologies used. Differentiators. Differentiating oneself from the competition is the core of a strategy. The differentiation can be based on price, dependability, brand value, responsiveness, agility, and so on. Vehicles. This is the means to the end, such as through mergers, strategic alliances, licensing, capital investment, being a sought-after employer, and so on. Staging. Staging is about time-to-market decisions, marketing strategy, and how to sequence priorities. Economic logic. This element is at the center of the framework because it indicates how to generate the desired return on investment, ROI, for example, by cost competition or value for the price. Each of these elements is required to form a sound strategy. The strategy diamond can be used for brainstorming a strategy on a whiteboard. It functions as a checklist because otherwise a strategy may omit one or more of these essential elements. In addition to using the model to develop higher levels of strategy, the model can also be used to develop a supply chain strategy. Developing strategy holistically, McKinsey's 7S framework. One example of a holistic strategy development tool that has had staying power is McKinsey & Company's 7S framework. It is a simple model that acts as a checklist to ensure that executives do not focus on one or just a few elements of strategy development, such as the issue of the day. The framework features a set of terms that all start with S, style, skills, systems, structures, staff, strategy, and that are arranged in a circle. This is done deliberately to convey the equal importance of each element. Note that strategy is just one of the elements that need equal attention. At the center is one more S term, shared values. Lines interconnect the S to show how coordination of the elements is the most important factor. Rather than just thinking easy to define things like systems and structures alone will produce a viable strategy. In this model, strategy, structures, organizational hierarchies and reporting lines, and systems, the way the organization operates, including information systems and formal processes, are considered hard elements in that they are easy to identify and leaders can directly influence them. Without a framework such as 7S, these tend to get the bulk of the management attention and planning. The remaining elements are considered soft elements because they are less tangible and more culture-related. Style. Style is the need to adopt a leadership style that promotes the other S. Staff. The general capacity level of staff needs to be considered. Skills. Staff competencies and experiences enable the strategy and the other S. Shared values. Shared values are at the center of the model because these are the organization's core values, general work ethic, and its mission and vision. The shared values are the organization's true north. We will be discussing all of these enablers of strategy throughout this course. The rest of this topic uses discussions of various strategy tools to help illustrate how strategy development creates a plan for how the organization will grow and prosper within a given market type and set of competitive forces. This leads to consideration of product service portfolios and their order winners and qualifiers.